Adjusting everything, damn, technician.
Ain't gonna do all that.
You experienced with the mic, huh?
Yeah, man. I know my shit. There we go, that's a little bit closer. But hopefully it works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see what you said. Anyway. Yeah. And I'll just tuck in a little bit more.
But
with, yeah, so they're not afraid to tackle. They're not afraid of contact.
Yeah.
Understand? These men are diving at shins and knees. I'm not gonna lie. If I had no pads on, I'm not diving at no one's.
No.
To get all that cauliflower air and that. Nah,
yeah. On air, yeah. We see Jake Moody's little
cauliflower ears.
Hey, it's long, man.
I don't want CTE, so that's.
Yeah, I mean, you're out here looking at like you're scaring the hoes, man. Like, come on, man. Out here looking like a Halloween costume.
Well, you know what? That CTE thing, you can start claiming things. Man found himself in the strip club. He says, I didn't know where I was.
Yeah.
I felt like some cheeks.
Okay, my brain.
I come home and I just got lost.
Mm. Hey, man. Hey,
don't you see my face? The video shows it. My mouth is just.
hey, there's one video of Antonio Brown. Some of us like, this is a video where he caught CTE. I was like, yeah.
Vontae Perfect.
I'm telling you, he caught.
Vontae Perfect, like,
clashed.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, that nigga.
He was headhunting there.
Yeah, that nigga weren't the same ever since.
Ever since, yeah, his brain. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Can't blame him. Anything Antonio Brown does, you can't blame him.
Man.
It's not his fault.
Some of the stuff he does, I hear. Like, I remember it was that string, was it 2020? Was it 2020 or 2019? No, it's 2019 because that's the year that he went from Steelers
over to the Raiders, isn't it?
The Raiders, and I'm telling you, it was every week I was hearing something new.
Yeah,
man arrived in a hot balloon,
hot air balloon. Bro, froze his feet off, so the whole skin of his feet fell froze off. He called the GM and the coach crackers.
Yeah. Hey, I'm all.
And he's still got a job at the best team.
Hey, I'm all for quitting my job and everything, but I ain't going up to my boss and calling him a cracker.
Nah, man.
I'm all for quitting.
He also mad as well. He lost now like $40 million, like guaranteed dollars, if he just stayed quiet for like one more week.
Yeah.
That, bro, he got cut off the team.
Hey, man, sometimes, yeah.
Bro, like, and then he wants to come and be like, I don't need that. And I was like, bro, then like a couple weeks later, he's on Instagram live, who's sending me money? I'm thinking.
I don't know,
was it Raiders or the Patriots when like obviously he's getting like a massage or something and he farts like, oh sorry doc.
he
farts, bro.
Nah, he's finished.
He's a bit of a cheeky one, you know.
Nah,
yeah,
man.
But then the man's skipping off the field. Why are your teammates on the field?
Yep. Not bad, but CTE is the real pandemic, bro.
It's a real problem.
This offseason has been ridiculous, like in terms of NFL players going crazy.
Oh, you saw what happened with Marshawn as well, fam.
Oh yeah, guy was drunk out of his ass. players obviously like Henry Ruggs, drunk as old killing thing.
Yeah, man.
Car crashes, people dying. People doing CTE shit. People shooting each other, shooting themselves.
Yeah,
NFL has been crazy.
Then you had what Damon Arnett. When my man says, "Our real deal, kill you."
Yeah,
just live, just like that.
Yeah, the waps on Instagram live.
On Instagram live,
man had that military AK-47s, bro. Dracos.
He said, "Pull up, our real deal, kill you." I was like, you man, you got more money than you have sense.
Hey, do you know?
But you can't give man who's been bashing the head for like 20+ years, millions of dollars, and not expect crazy shit to happen, bro.
You see, the girlfriend that doesn't exist.
Oh yeah, Untold Storage.
Someone was like, "How are you like a college, the top college football player, and you got no hoes?"
Bro, these guys are worship, especially at the big schools, Notre Dame, and these big schools, these colleges. Hey, these guys are worship. You say you get no hoes,
but these men get caught up in some weird controversy.
Yeah, man. Hey man,
is that you? I was like, you must be in a good situation.
Wait, man. This nigga, he lost his grandma. His girlfriend died.
The same day.
Hey, 2 days later, his girlfriend called him saying, "Nah, nigga, I'm alive." And he was like, "My head scrambled." What do you think this is? Whole time behind the thing, it's a man. I'm thinking, hey, man.
You know, so crazy as well. Man, wait, what, 3 years, yeah? I thought, bro, what am I still chatting to this thing? I'm getting nothing, bro.
Bro,
no pussy,
I'm saying, yeah.
Real, bro.
If
his belief in that girl was stronger than some people's belief in God, fam.
Bro,
you know what? Also, if he wasn't too religious, he would have clutched it, bro.
Exactly,
this girl's not real, bro. That's why sometimes you gotta be too religious, bro.
Yeah, you
know. I'm saving myself. Go get some cheeks, nigga. Ask her for some nudes. Bro, yeah, no, ask her to spread the pussy lips. Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? A spoon on your nose or something.
Yeah, 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 something. Hey, squirt for me a little, man. Just a little.
Fork on your head with your hands like this.
Something. Wow.
You know when you're asking for a little dribble? Just, yeah. I ain't asking for much, am I?
You're bare dumb. I said a little dribble. Bare dumb. You just excuse like, you know, I'm away from you. I mean, not. I'm mad far away from you.
I got blue balls.
Just to be honest, you know, I can just, you know, next minute. For myself.
Next minute he's getting dick. I would have saved him a good 2 years. Yeah, but nah, man.
You know there was there.
Hey man, I need to talk about it. Hey, Mbappe. Hey, you see this his scandal. He had a scandalous 2 weeks.
Do you actually believe that? It's not real, you know.
Hey, do you know what it is, yeah? Sometimes the agenda's better than the facts.
Okay,
man.
Something
that's
better.
Man, I'm saying that nigga came out with a scandal. And hey, he bags two against Juventus. I'm thinking, hey, hey, trans pussy might be the best pussy, man.
I can't believe it.
I mean,
you sound like you're talking from experience.
I'm not talking to
hey, all I'm saying, what if the trans pussy was engineered by Mercedes? You know what I mean?
Are you all right, blood? Are you actually all right, bro? Like,
hey, pussy got a little stroke count on it.
Cool. So what? She got to take it in for a pit stop. So that's a sick blood.
Heated seats. You know what I mean? Niggas fucking
trying to get calibrated and that. You're dumb.
How pretty you used.
You're dumb.
I'm in that trussy. You know what I mean?
You're like, tax worthy, bro. She's like, oh, yo, babe, you coming over today? Nah, you know, I've got to get MOT done.
Hey.
Crazy.
Nah, man, but. Yeah, nah, but sometimes the agenda is just but the main thing that came out was when Pogba trying to bang Juju on him.
Oh, that was so random. What kind of, bruv, why was that even a story?
I'll tell you, you see that upper echelon lifestyle? These men get into some random, some
to be fair, look, thing is, honestly, like professional athletes, yeah, they only probably in they're training for like 10% of their day in it.
Yeah.
So the rest of that shit, with a lot of money, you're gonna do a lot of bullshit.
Niggas on the dark web doing.
Is that when we got summer holidays? What did we do most time? Bullshit. But why are you doing bullshit with money as well?
Yeah.
It's like when Ben Roethlisberger came out and he said he got an addiction to porn. I'm like, what? I'm thinking, what's going on in the house? Burgers, man.
But have you like ever felt like you're addicted to porn?
No, because
not now. Not now. When I was younger, I think so.
Exploring.
Exploring because like when I was younger, I think I was like the golden era of black porn.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Bro. Mm. Pinky, Roxy Reynolds, Cherokee the Ass.
All
those, you know, athletes.
Keep going. Athletes.
They ain't sex workers. They're goats.
You know what I mean? I'll be honest. I was like, what? I was like 14, shitload of time in my hand. Yeah, lotion in the room with just my hand. Ding, ding, ding.
Just my hand and my phone.
You're talking about shitloads of time. Bro, your GCSEs.
I was 14. I went there. Yeah, I was 14, bro, man. I went there.
No responsibilities. Just vibes.
Just vibes, bro.
The straight vibes.
I'm thinking, how many times in one day have you lot done it?
The most.
Yeah,
I've actually done this before when I was that young. I've done this before.
What?
My man had to hit his high note.
Yeah. Hey, yo,
for a top score.
Hold on, I need to stop sharing things on the internet, bro.
Hey, yo. How much?
It was a good amount.
Give us a range.
A range. Less than 10, more than 5.
Yeah, I'm the same. Less than 10, more than 5. But after like the 7, I was just not in air, bro.
Bro, it was. Do you know?
It just hurt. I was doing it.
Bro, have you done it to the point yet? Where nothing comes out.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, air, bro.
Your dick just hurts, bro. It's just painful.
My dick is buzzing, just throbbing.
See when you do it, and it's like you don't even get the. You just go about your day, like, all right, cool niggas.
Yeah. That's it, done.
So you feel like, I'm disgusting.
Yeah,
bro.
You guys make me feel innocent. I was coming home and just banging Halo 3, fam. You know the ones there back then? Xbox.
No, we was doing that.
But you know when, you see when the PS chat room was getting dead, like, yo, man, I'm signing off. Just lotions already there. Hey, man, it was too quick. It was.
You're so dumb.
I tell you, the first time I nutted, Jesus Christ. I'm still chasing that nut till this day.
Still chasing the dragon.
Bro, like.
Wait, how young were you when you got started? What was your first time? I started quite late.
I started late.
I started at 14.
I started at 14. Are we talking about getting?
No.
Just bash. I'll say I was proper late. I was very late. I was at 14, 15.
Yeah,
that's in the machine.
Yeah, man.
Running.
Yeah, I was.
I think you're 7.
Yes. Why? He's like 11. 11, 12.
Yeah, 12. We keep, bro, we need to stop being shocked with Ludo. Ludo's a victim. He's a victim.
Nah, he's not a victim.
He's a victim.
In Jesus' name.
You're talking about just leave
practice. In Jesus' name, you're not a victim. I'm good.
Have you a 7 or 8, one of the two?
Huh?
Have you a 7 or 8?
Yeah, my one was like, nine-ish.
You're lying, man. You've been active from early.
No, I was a late one. Like, I had like my first wet dream when I was like in year 8.
Yeah.
I can't remember a wet dream. I can't lie. That's one thing I can't remember.
No, I definitely had a wet dream.
Having one.
And I woke up, what the fuck's this, bruv?
Hey, you see
did I piss myself?
No.
You see with like wet dreams, yeah? Like, you ever like deep, like all that nut was inside me?
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah.
Like you look at your sheets and thinking, damn. I'm saying you definitely piss yourself during the wet dream, because that's too much nut.
Do you reckon? You can't do them both at the same time, though. You can't do them both at the same time.
One come after the other, though.
Yeah, you must be just feeling.
Mine must be super relaxed, man.
I guess.
Yeah. Like, nah, it must, because that's too much nut for me, man. I was scared. I was scared.
No, but like, do you know what I'm saying? That like men start puberty at like what, 12, 13. Mm. Like women start like a little bit earlier than us, innit?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's like a year and a half worth of nut, bro. Almost 2 years. Come on, man.
Building up.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. That's bare nut, bro, man.
Bare nut in the chamber, bro.
Yo. Hey. Yo.
Hey. Is that tipping point?
Bro, at that point, you had a whole 30 drum. The whole clip.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Compound interest just building
it's just
up.
Been building up.
A nut so old, it's got a little mold in it. Like,
yo.
Hey, what's that green stuff?
That's that nut, though. That if you kept it and you had a kid, that kid would look exactly like you. That's like the first nut.
Yeah, first nut ever.
Have you seen Kaka's son?
Oh, looks exactly
like him. You know Kaka's never wiped in his life.
Yeah.
His son looks exactly like him.
No, because Kaka's a man of God.
Yeah, exactly. So
head straight.
So literally, if you're not bears, your kid's not going to look like you.
Insane.
Oh, that makes
first, like, the first no, big.
That makes sense.
Diluted, bro.
Because I seen Dean, your son. He don't look the same. Hey.
Bro, Brazilians, they're the biggest sex like addicts in the world, bro.
Nah. I'm telling you, when Dino had a clause in his contract, yo, I need to hit back the streets every now and again. Like, this athlete.
turn up from orgies and like club things, literally like 6 a.m. He had training like at 7:30. Drunk as hell.
That guy's so sick, bro. Like, he's so ill, bro.
They were saying Fridays, no one saw Dino in the training ground because they knew where he was. Mm. They said he's on his jet on his way to Brazil to come back for Saturday morning to play a game. Said man used to come in a rare occasion for Fridays for set pieces to see what's going on. And said, Matt, hey,
you man, in a bit.
How many kids he got?
No, I don't know. I haven't seen his kids.
No, I only know of one. Yeah. That and he's actually good at football, but I only know of one.
You see the ones like Michael Jordan, his sons are just scrubs.
His ass, bro.
I don't know how the genes.
It's because you understand like, a lot of these guys. They won the genetic lottery, so it's hard for your kids to win that as well. Especially like for example, it's rare for someone to be generally great for their kids to be generally great.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
And like, it's usually the other way around where the dad was decent, but the son is sick.
Yeah, so
the dad is good, or the thing.
You got like DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Like his granddad played in the league.
Yeah, and his dad
then
as well.
Then his dad did, and his uncle did, and then now he's in the league.
Also, even Erling Haaland, his dad was all right, but he's very good.
Mm. But then you've got guys
what's his name? Archie Griffin. His dad was decent, but Archie Griffin's the one. There's levels like that.
You got guys like Giannis. His mum and dad are both like athletes.
But they weren't.
And, like, his mum's over 6 foot.
Oh.
But then all of them, every single one of them,
but the thing is,
are like 6'7" and up.
All the other brothers, they're trash though.
Yeah, but they're all my tool though.
I'm saying, but in terms of, like, it's hard to get too like ridiculously, like for example, Serena and Venus, they're ridiculous. That's a lottery in itself.
But that was made. That was actually made.
But that's even a lottery where you have two people in the same family who are very, very sick. Usually you have like, the little brother or the older brother. For example, LaMelo's very sick. Lonzo's all right.
Yeah.
You get it like that.
Because
DeAngelo is just, yeah.
Hey, man, no one talks about the middle child. The middle child is always lost because, like, I feel sorry for the middle child because it's like the parents just don't give a fuck about you because they're tired. They got the older one and the younger one. Yeah. Like, nigga, who is you, man? Like,
brother, I'm a middle child. You know?
Yeah, hey.
Same.
That's even too close to home.
I was saying, like, with me being the youngest, I think everyone can tell that I'm the youngest child. Like, I tell people and they're like, duh.
Yeah.
Like, but the way I got babied, but had no attention at the same time. It was like, yo, don't do that. But my parents never even, I was running.
They said, don't do it. They said,
I was running wild. And I was in the time where like, my dad and mum were too scared to hit me because that's when the whole child line thing was like, you see when it was like first rolled out, like parents were mad scared, like, yo, like, I'll do it, you know? But like, I just remember watching my older siblings get beat. So I was like, damn.
You didn't think he was going
that's coming for me.
Yeah, I was like, there was one time,
I'd hate to be you, boy.
I can never be me, though.
The one time I snaked my brother so bad, and I still don't feel any remorse to this day. I remember I wrote his name on the wall. Like, I just wrote C-R-A-I-G, underlined it as well. Then mum was like, Craig! And I was like, get that nigga,
See, your younger siblings, you guys are demons, fam. I remember, let me tell you something, my younger brother, we're about 4 years difference, we used to have that computer in the corner. I remember this thing to this day, I want to fight for it. So this is during that age, you know, where you're a little bit too old to be play fighting with him and all stuff. Young age. So I got to come up to the computer. I told him I'm going to be on a computer in a couple of minutes, innit?
MSN days.
You know.
You got a little hottie waiting for you. Yeah. I'm going to be online at 6.
So I just tapped him. I was like, all right, can you move off the chair? I need to jump on a computer. Yeah, man stood up fine. Slapped himself, threw himself into a chair and started crying. I'm thinking, what?
He's a demon.
Bang me my arm. I'm thinking, you know what it was? You're just in shock. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what the sequence events. You know what it was? It's like the police kick down your door and they're like, we're bagging you on the discharge. I was like, what?
I never do that.
I started bawling. I was like, I didn't do anything. I was like, Dad, look, check him. The kid's laughing in the chair, fam. He's just laughing. What did he get? He didn't get no beans. He got sent to his room. My arm's sore. I'm out here.
One dead arm.
Lost.
But you know what the worst, like older siblings were the worst. Like, I remember one time, my brother threw me down the stairs, doof. And he comes running down. He's like, oh shit. Nah, he's like, that didn't hurt. You're big. I'm like, brother, like, I'm in pain.
Would have broke my neck.
And then he was like, don't cry. A few more extra minutes on pro. Like, that's how he always used to bribe me. And I'm just deep in it now. I'm like, if I cry right now, you're getting sent to your room.
Done.
Bro started bawling. You see them delayed cries, like, oh man.
When they start doing it, you put it in your mouth with them, like, shup.
And
you know when you take them to the corner of the house, like, you know they can't hit. Like, come, stay with them. Close to the room, man.
That cry where, like, you're so embarrassed of what happened, like, you're speaking to them, and then he hit me. I can't even lie, I grew up a snitch. Niggas, I was untouchable.
I can't believe you told. Why you told?
Snicks. Sorry, nigga, I'm trying to come home.
Nigga, you are home.
I would run it back to something. You said, like, what do you call it? Yanis's mommy is all athletic and all sorts. Mm. So let me ask you a question. Yeah? What are you doing if your girl's more athletic than you? And I'm not talking about just like, she's breezing you, gapping you in a race.
If she can,
she must be fucking quick if she's gapping me.
Yeah, like if she can run faster than me,
I'm breeding her. We're having I'm getting Mbappe 2.0, bro.
Yo, do you know what? I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Have you seen women run? Crazy. So if she can actually run properly, I'm excited. I'm a little bit excited.
Excited.
Okay,
so what?
Okay,
the genetics.
No, I'm a pro for a combine. I'm going to see what I'm working with. I'm going to see what I'm working with.
I'm going to sign up to that death row deal. That's even another thing. Pogba, he's got two other brothers. They play football as well. He's the only good one.
The only good one, yeah.
But I'm saying, but like, you see when it comes to like the family events and you got like a tug of war and it's, say your wife beats you in a tug of war, busses you in the 100 meter sprint, and then, fuck it, she busses you up in wrestling or some shit. Like, damn, nigga, can I have something?
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna put her for a combine on a Sunday when we get back. When we get back from church, I'm gonna be like, all right, cool, what's your vertical saying?
Your full E.
Yep, straight stand. I'm gonna have to see what it's like straight standing. Then run up.
You know the ones, you have to guess it. You know what? I love seeing you work out. I was like, you look so strong. You just look beautiful while you're doing that.
That's what Lamar did.
She's gonna find my ledger, in the night. We were like, yep, day 22. Fast twitch muscles working well. That's, yes.
Literally, bruv.
Day 25, she's slowing down.
I don't need that.
I mean,
we got to add pre-workout.
I'll be, I'll be the stay-at-home husband.
I swear to you, if any woman wants to make me a stay-at-home husband, I am there for it.
Why not, like, bro? What I mean, it, bro?
Hey, I really love ironing. I really love washing clothes.
Yep.
I really love cooking when it's on my terms.
Like, baby, like, let me hug you from the back while
I mean,
please.
Hey,
keep buying that for me, baby.
Yeah, baby. You know the ones where you got hair up, like, oh yeah, like that deposit didn't come through from you. Like,
what's going on?
Like, we good?
Hey, the new
and she's like, don't even worry about it.
I got you.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Take your account.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
When she comes in, giving a massage and that. Make
sure. Oh, baby, how was your day at work?
Yeah, let me tell you about it.
Tell me what about Charlene. Yeah.
Yeah. The new dunks. She a bitch, huh?
She didn't.
Babe, the new dunks have dropped. Only 140.
You know the ones you got to do this? Yeah. You're like...
If, like, it's all right with you.
Like, they're 140. But you know what? But usually they're 160, so like we get a good deal.
Yeah,
like,
you know? Yeah, you gotta use we.
Yeah, get a good deal.
If we pre-order, we don't have to go to like post like resellers, man.
Yeah. Then you got can even swindle. Like, hey, let's start a reseller business. While you're away, I'll just order the trainers.
Yeah.
It's a nice little setup.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if say us four or like house husbands, nigga. PS5 chats will be booming.
Yeah, booming.
Man. Hey, I'll be on everything. Hey.
You know them drinks with the kids? Just have them playing off in one room.
Yeah. Bro, we'll be...
Maybe like a camera just to like see what, to make sure they're all right. Yeah.
Hey, you see like in Shoreditch, we'll be in Shoreditch at like 12, like midday on a Monday.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm dying.
Bottomless brunch again?
Again? It's all fun and games. If you're all fun and games, so your woman comes back for fucking drinking, then it's like, I've got to go to work now.
There was one
real work.
I went to go see Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. Yeah. By the way, you know when I was telling you lot, like, we were saying they're falling off.
Mm.
Like, this is the funniest shit I've ever, like.
Okay.
Like, I don't usually gas up things. Like, oh man, it was amazing. And then what happened? Yeah, he was just saying, yeah, like, if you go into a neighborhood and there's a couple white ladies just going about the day, yeah, like during like a Monday midday, he's like, you're in a good neighborhood.
Yeah.
If you see a couple niggas enjoying the day, like, you're in a very bad area. Very bad. And hey, everyone started looking at me. I was like, yeah, man, like, if you see me in your neighborhood doing nothing in the midday, hey, we're causing some mischief. But even with that, they done the whole that no phones thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was even interesting. It was like,
you're fully engaged with it.
Like, but it was like one of them things, like, I knew it was no phones, but it was lining up, and then it's like, I didn't even get a last minute text off. Like,
they take your phone away from you?
Yeah. No, they don't take it away from you. They put it in this pouch and it's sealed up.
And they can only open it.
So it was like, I'm just like going about my phone, and it was like, oh yeah, phone please. Yeah. Just took it off my hand. When this thing locked it.
I'm gonna be away for a couple of hours.
And the funniest thing, I thought I posted something that I shouldn't have posted.
So you're thinking about that for a while.
So I was just like, for the whole hour, like 2 hours, I'm trying to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. But you can't, because in the back of your mind.
And then,
you know, you might have your meat on your main story.
Hey, yeah, but
way too late, bro.
But the thing is,
TMZ,
it wasn't of me. And it was like, my boy was like, yeah, my phone keeps buzzing. And I was like, yeah, swear.
I'm dying.
I said, damn.
That's crazy.
But I was thinking, like, the whole feeling of, like, not having a phone, like, for 2-3 hours and just enjoying, like, as a group. And it, like, but then it, like, as soon as we got out, we opened up a phone, we're like, oh damn shit, like, what we missed, like, text messages.
Yeah, get in touch with the world.
But then I was like, how long do you lot think you could do, like,
no phone?
Like, not no phone, no phones too much, because it's like, everyone needs their emails. But how long do you think you could do like, no social media?
Absolutely none, in general. You can't even check, no, nothing. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Christ.
A week.
Do you reckon nothing at all? You couldn't even check.
A week.
Are you allowed to keep like contact, like text, old school text? Not like messaging.
Text, yeah.
I can imagine you can text, but you couldn't check anything on socials. As in, we're talking about like Insta, Twitter, flipping Snap, even fucking Facebook, nothing.
What's that?
You couldn't even check current events on anything.
Yeah, man. You know what? If it wasn't for like the football stuff, because for football, that's my CV. Like, coaches all leveled up now. They message you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Sliding your DMs, like,
yeah.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, cool. Say if your business was a part of like, separate, like, but like you see that social media bit, like where you're just scrolling for.
But
jokes.
So, social media is so entwined with our lives, though. That's where we get our news from nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said your nudes. Sorry, my bad. I'm on uni.
Technically,
no, sorry, I'm on uni.
I was about to say. I would say 2-3 days. In all honesty, like completely fine, and I wouldn't feel it 2-3 days.
You know what? I think I could cut it out. You know.
I think,
but it depends on what state I'm in, innit? Like what, like mental state I'm in.
I think it's more of like, you see them niggas go to rehab of like heroin, shaking and shit. That'll be me for the first 2-3 days. I'll be definitely itching to go for it.
You know, crazy withdrawals. Yeah.
But then I think after like the 4th, 5th, I'll come to terms with it.
Yeah.
And then
actually,
move from there.
It gets scary. Like every now and again, like I deactivate my Twitter account, even if it's for like 4 or 5 days, or I just go off on Insta, and it's like I still have access to it, but it's like, you know them ones where it's peaceful, where like people ain't messaging you, and it's like, all right. And even with like iMessage, you feel like with all those free apps like intertwined, it's like people are talking to you 24/7.
Yeah.
And it's like some people will be like, Be like, I see you tweeting, but you don't want to reply to my text.
Because I ain't got the energy to reply.
I ain't got energy. I'm getting these thoughts off, though. But it, like,
yes, because getting tweets off is much easier than actually engaging in the
conversation, bro. It's a lot easier, bro.
Like,
that engagement, like trying to keep a conversation, like, not even just trying to keep a conversation going, but sometimes I'll just look at it, I was like, I know I want to keep a conversation with you, but I can't be
arsed, innit?
And you know, like, the energy ain't there, man.
And do you know what I have a problem with? Like, if I come off, say if I'm texting someone, I'm going to be on iMessage for like 5-10 minutes. And we're going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
The moment I leave the app, it's gone for about 2 hours.
Mm. Oh, bro.
Like, it's gone. Like, my attention has, I think my attention is definitely.
I'll flick back and forth. I'll be replying, then I'll be checking what's going on. Then
I
try, but like some just the same as you, my attention goes. But I got ADD, so I've got my excuse, bro.
Yeah, you look just like me. Nigga, I can focus on one thing and act like I've never seen it before. Like just gone.
Is
like
ADD different to ADHD?
So it's basically the same thing. So I didn't even know I had it until I started teaching. I was like, oh. They explained this. I was like, why did they write my life story right now? Like, they talk about like studying and all sorts. I was like,
huh? ADHD, yeah, crazy.
No, dumb
black.
Jaden,
hey, Jaden.
It's that blood mix, you know. Yeah.
Nigga saying if you get positive ADHD, you get green boots.
You're so. Oh my god.
Right mid. Yeah, he's ready. Yeah. But go on.
The ADHD, the H just comes from hyperactivity. So you have people who have attention problems, but they have to be active, so they're up and down.
Like you see,
still always.
You see, like people with like ants in the pants. ADD is more
like you just can't, you can't pay attention.
You can't, like your lack of concentration. But I think they scrapped it and made it all ADHD.
Yeah.
All comes under that umbrella.
Oh, yeah, all comes under
it. It's all under the umbrella. Like, everything's on a spectrum now.
Right? Yeah.
So everything, and then like, you have the extreme one, which is like high level.
Like, I've,
and then towards the lower end, you have like mid is like Asperger's syndrome. And then you got like ADHD and ADD, which is like, it can affect you depending on how it's like, because you all had that kid in school that was bad, but he wasn't bad. He's not the type to come and swear at a teacher, but
he just couldn't pay attention and stuff.
Yeah, couldn't pay attention, but he all interrupts the teacher and all sorts. That kid probably had
that was
it. But it wasn't, a lot of kids go undiagnosed.
That was like me for ever since, like,
it was useful, wasn't it?
Like everyone, like my teachers be like, he's not bad, but this guy is going on red report because I couldn't shut up.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of them ones, like, even I do on the podcast, like, if I have something to say, like, but like if the teacher says something and I've got a joke to say, I'm going to get this joke off. Like it has to go. Like,
I can't keep it in.
Like, I tried, miss.
Like having the runs, I can't keep it in.
Like, I tried, but you said something and now I have to say a little comment to get the crowd jumping a little. Like, you know what I mean?
Crowd's dead right now.
You know what I mean? Like, that was me. I was definitely like the class clown. But I tell you, when I remember when I think I was like 7 or 8, my mum took me to get tested, and you do like little
that young,
yeah,
that young,
yeah.
You was getting tested, eh?
what kind of test? Mum,
pissing this cup here.
What test is this? Why does it sting?
You're dumb.
Who been fucking me?
I don't want to laugh.
Oh my god.
I'm not.
You touched my pee pee. Okay, I'm joking. But yeah, so I got tested for like ADHD, whatever. And I just remember they gave you like all these different activities. And my nigga, I couldn't complete one activity. And then there's this little paper we still have somewhere in my mum's room. It's like we couldn't tell if you had ADHD or not because you didn't complete the test. But it's a strong sign of ADHD. I was like,
man, you imagine said it, you're just stupid.
Yeah.
Man did 25% of all the time. Yeah. Bounced around to each one.
You know, like Bart Simpson when he's playing chess. checkmate.
But there's a lot of things you do end up like growing up and realizing about yourself. And it's like, I don't believe in telling kids that they have ADHD because then I feel like they'll act up on it.
Yeah.
I didn't know back then.
Oh, that's the problem you got in schools right now, bro.
Yeah, like, but
too many kids know what they have and they'll just tell you it. And I'm like, but do you know, like, are you being real and saying that, you know what, I'm actually, it's sad to hear it from kids, you know?
Yeah.
You have like kids that are on medication. Mm. And I remember there was a kid, like, I can tell you, he's not bad and all sorts, but he said, sir, I'm sorry, but like, I haven't taken my medication today and I can't, I literally can't. And you hear that, man, I'm like.
Yeah, it's fucked. Like, I feel like with like doing it with kids, it's kind of messed up because like, not that, like they should just go through it because it's not the worst thing in the world. I feel like teachers need to be better on how to handle it.
Oh, definitely.
But like telling kids, yeah, you're going to take this drug and like some days you're going to feel like this.
Yeah.
Some days you're going to feel like this. Mm-hmm. Like you're, as a kid, you don't understand your emotions. Like,
yeah.
Like growing up, how many times did you just feel angry for no reason?
Yeah, but no reason. You know, what am I angry for?
Yeah, like you ever had like that tantrum as a kid where you're like bugging out?
And you're like, well, what the fuck am I angry for?
And your mum's even looking at you like, what are you going on? But you're trying to explain. But you can't explain.
But there's nothing. Yeah, there's no.
But you're trying to tell, and it's like coming from a black family, if you tell your mum, hey, yo, I'm feeling a little sad, depressed, she's going to look at you like, what are you depressed for? Like, you got a bed? I'm thinking.
Is it?
Yeah, I do, but.
What do you have stressing you in your
life? Yeah, like, but and that's the thing, like, parents will say, like, what's your stress? Like, you ain't got a job. Like, damn, have you ever had to sit down eight hours and like, little did I know I can't concentrate, and now, this white teacher's picking on me. I was thinking, and you know the ones where you know you're being picked on, and you go to your mum like, your teacher's picking on me, and she's like, nah, what's that tweet? Teachers nowadays having beef with like 13-year-olds.
It's true, they are.
Nigga, you 40.
Yeah, would you have to be angry at me?
Yeah, but I get it though, like.
You know what?
Like, your kids be tweaking,
you hear it more and more in like the work scenario and all. You hear some teachers. I was like, you know that teacher that you thought hated you.
Yeah.
They definitely hated you.
Yeah.
Like, they hated you. Yeah. Like you hear it from some.
Because teachers are like, human beings as well.
I'll do my training here, and I'm hearing the way that so many people talking about teachers. I'm like, the kids. I'm like, damn. I was like, you do realize he's a child. He ain't even developed.
Yeah. Like, hating on the. I'm a hater. All costs. But I kind of draw the line at hating like under 12s. As soon as you hit 13, I'm hating on that nigga. I said, if I started watching under 18s football, I'll be hating them on Twitter. All right, hey, that nigga reeks.
Tough,
that nigga reeks.
You know, what school would you ask that, man?
You're enough.
You're enough.
Conscription.
You can hold this
call.
As soon as they go on, yeah, holiday. Yeah, you're fair game now.
But hey, you know, back in the days, yeah, where you look at a teacher, he's like, yeah, he's definitely high. That man was definitely high.
Oh, yeah.
Or hungover, yeah.
Hey, teachers were coming in, tie crooked, thinking, damn, Friday morning. Now you realize what Thursday's night were all about. And if you had a suspicion that if two of your teachers were sleeping together,
they were knocking cheeks.
Break time, only got 15 minutes. Nigga, only need two.
That's 13 too many.
I had the suspicion for time. Yeah. I remember there was two teachers in my school. Yeah.
There's always.
And they were like, they had Mr. Kalu. Yeah, he's one of them guys that had two cars, two whips, and all sorts.
Yeah.
His teachers don't get paid like that. How's he got two cars for?
Yo, hey nigga, he's selling drugs.
I think it was
to the kids.
He was Arab because in the end he bust out to Dubai. That's the end of the story. But let me explain. So he was chatting to this thing. When I say she was the craziest teacher that we had in the school, Like, she took joy in making kids upset, man. Like, you know, she definitely got off with it.
Yeah.
And like, I remember she started dating him, and boy, 360, fam.
Yeah.
360.
Nicest woman ever, innit?
Changed. She's
like, some women just need dick, man.
His words.
Smiley. You know what Greg said? She's not getting that no good wood at home, you know? Yeah, you know them, she just want to really.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man.
Hey, what's going on here?
These guys dating and all sorts. And I'm sitting there looking at coach, because he was the basketball coach as well. So I was, I'm looking at him, I'm like, why are you dating this woman? And whatnot. I was like, you know, let me just leave it.
But
few twos now. He announces to the students that, oh yeah, he's gonna be going away. He's gonna be going and teaching in Dubai now. Bro, I've never seen a quicker 360 again.
She went harder than she went
before. Everyone was getting attention. Everybody you're not even in her class and you're getting attention.
You know what? I'm getting it back in blood.
In other words, you walk past a class and look while she's having attention. Come in. Everyone was feeling the corner.
Hey, do you ever get angry, when you meet a new babe and a guard is all the way up and you think, damn, these niggas before have ruined like a good babe. Mm. And now you gotta
break the walls down.
You know what I mean? Gotta take on 3 dates. Back in the days, you could have just beat her off a little sign. Like, but it's like, I hate when that happens. Like women, like they fall in love and they heartbreak and they just turn to like the meanest bitches. Like,
do you think that happens? That niggas do that too, bro.
It as well.
Guys
get heartbroken primary. It's like, yeah, fuck bitches for the rest of their life, bro.
Hey, man. I can't lie. what Laura did to me in year one was disgusting.
What Bailey did to me, these bitches have to pay.
I'm telling you.
I'm ashamed to say I got my heart broken in year one by a white babe. I was,
I don't think you're ashamed at all.
I was looking.
speaking of white babes.
Hey.
Got him.
Wait.
Niggas put on glasses and think they're Malcolm X. Nigga, you still guilty.
We want to know.
Brothers want to know.
What's the white woman body count?
I can't say that.
Brother to brother.
We ask everyone on this show, bro.
Everyone gets asked.
Okay, say a range, innit? You gotta say the number.
I'll tell you the balance. The balance at the moment, I say is like maybe about 65-45.
In favor
of the caucus.
65?
That's a lot of milk. Damn, nigga, damn.
How you think I get this beer?
No.
I by no side, innit? Like, it's just like obviously for me. I was a late one, you know, the ones there. Like the first person I got into a relationship with was the first person I piped, long relationship and that and all sorts.
Oh, I was a long ass relationship.
Yeah, you know it as well.
I'm so sorry if you like see this, but like if you're friends with me, and you got a girlfriend, I am definitely telling you to leave her. Cause I am that friend. Like if you come to me with problems, I'm like, yo, bro, leave her. Like, don't ask for me advice because you know what I'm going to say.
Leave her.
Or you lot could be happy. I'm be like, why are you still in that relationship, man? Go get some bitches.
Word.
Like, that's relationship me.
Played out, bro.
That's me. Like, I'm sure we had that. That was our first conversation.
Yeah, it was pretty much. I think it was that summer after the break. No. The first conversation, in cargo?
Yeah.
I said, you're out here, man. I just leave. I was like, I ain't even got any problems. I'm going home.
to my missus.
Whole time I'm in a relationship too. I'm like, yo, fuck these relationships.
Man, every relationship.
If you man do it first, I'll do it.
The girl is right here. She opened the back of the show. You lucky she's been drinking.
Yo. Nah, listen to this guy, bro.
I just came out the other side and I was just like.
The milk was there.
I just kind of got out of hand.
I was saying like, I feel like different coming from like Enfield area. We was exposed to a lot of milk, like a lot. And it's like, you're spending like half your, like my school, my primary school, I was definitely like the only, that was about 10 black kids in our year.
Oh, wow. Which private school you go to?
I went to, really? like in Palmer's Green.
Okay.
So it was like 10, 15 between the three classes.
Yeah.
And it was like, and there was only like 3 popping black kids as well. Like, you know what I mean? Like the other black kids,
they were celebrities.
They just weren't, they weren't brothers. You know what I mean? They weren't with us. You know what I mean? Cooned out, played out.
Oh, wow.
Dying.
But it was definitely like
in there shucking and jiving.
Well, in primary.
But then like when I went to my secondary school, it was still it was a mixture of everything. But like coming from like North London, Turks and Greeks are gonna be everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Like it's and then
inevitable.
Like,
yeah.
And it was like yeah, there was a lot of like black girls and everything. But I think I only started paying attention to girls like in year 10.
Mm. Same.
Mm. Yeah, like year 10 and year 11. But I always knew I was like. That's when I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna get a white babe. Like, it was when I deeped it. I was like, I don't think it's for me.
I feel like for me it was the reverse, isn't it? Like, I obviously you're exposed to it, and I've had this conversation with my friends. I was like, I never like growing up young, I never really had that. You never really had that pressure where you felt like I didn't really understand racism. Like, I understand. I'm not one of these people. I don't see color and all sorts.
Yeah.
But like. My best friend was Turkish and I never felt like any weird jives or weird vibes off the parents. The parents were just as welcoming. And even to this day, we're still friends. Mm. So like, stuff like that was weird. So when I came to secondary school, I was like, a girl's a girl. Like,
yeah.
And to be honest, I was more attracted to the black babes than I ever was to the white babes.
But I heard this a lot.
But it came to a point where everyone knows about it. Like, they were looking for the hood brothers. And let me tell you something. I grew up in a very good Jamaican home.
Nigga, you just like me.
I mean, I have older brothers that fell off the wayside and all sorts. But you're like, nah, you're not going down everything. So I ended up being a good kid.
Yeah.
And that wasn't what was attractive to them.
At the time.
So I had like you talk about secondary school relationships. I had one or two secondary school relationships with one of my.
I was even saying queens.
and then it came to the older years, and like I remember I had this best friend Michelle. She's doing well for herself right now, but she said to me, you see the girls, they play about because obviously you're there in it. She says once you get a girl that takes care of you and all sorts, you see how the energy change. So my ex. First girl that treated me the way I wanted to be treated, innit? So I was like, cool, go into a relationship. Now I'm hearing the snide remarks. Oh, there goes another one. And all sorts. Like, what, you couldn't find? I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I was like, I was in the market.
Yeah, yeah. Where was you?
All of 16, 17 years, yeah.
Or the wingy, bro, just there.
You man didn't want it. Now you got some issue. I was like, it could easily
another one bites the dust.
You turned your back on the you could turn your back on thing, and people might justify it. But it was just what would happen, innit?
But I think it's one of them ones. Yeah, I feel like people get like when we're busting jokes,
we don't actually care.
Like if I seen a brother with his white girlfriend, all I ask for him, is to do look me in the eye and say, yo. Like, don't look down and be embarrassed. Like, nigga, you picked her. And like, I feel like people always we get these jokes off in my family as well. Like, you're like, damn. a white one?
Another one?
But it's like.
Actually, let me say this. I got a cousin, like, blood cousin. Like, literally, he's my dad's brother's daughter, right? They live in Germany. She's mixed race herself, right? So she's got a white mom, black dad. She had a baby for a white guy, innit? She becomes a lesbian now.
What?
Like a proper masculine lesbian, basically like butch. Like, I don't know what to pronounce times.
Yeah.
And guess what colour her girlfriend is?
What?
White too. I think like, damn! Don't like niggas.
You really don't like them.
You don't really don't like them.
It's the colour that
you
don't like
them. You ain't got issues. Like, you don't care. White man, white woman, yeah. White is right.
It's one of them things though, I feel like, as you said, a lot of men walk around with their head down or they kind of keep it to the side. You don't see them at functions and that. And so I was like, nah, I was proud. I walk around them. So like, I feel like a lot of men, them like when you.
So you can afford it, sure, it's just proud.
Yeah, I was walking in shorts, bro. She all over my Instagram. I was like,
all over the Instagram too.
Yeah, she bro. I was in it, fam.
He was in love.
Yeah, man.
He was in the sunken place.
The sunken place. Like you know the ones where you look at your boy like, damn, you really in a relationship.
Oh, damn, bro.
Yeah, like, man. You see when like your boy posts up his girl, he's like, yo, you got a message him off the low, like yo,
bro, you hacked.
You been hacked. Like,
your face mask and all that, you know the ones that like.
Hey, real niggas blurring her face out, man.
Hey. We just post themselves, bro.
I want to
fully ask about obviously your career and so far and
about
NFL. The American football.
So my American football journey is a little bit of a funny one. I'll spare like the extra details because it can get deep forever. For like we could go deep. But like I just started at university. I'll be honest with you. That's like 2015, 2016 times.
What uni was this?
Hertfordshire.
Oh, Hertfordshire.
So local. You know them ones. I'm there with everyone in Enfield, as well as South London as well. But that was a link up. But Now I was just there, and like one of my friends told me to calm down, started playing. I got into it because I was like, you know what, I'm making friends, and like these are like brothers. Like you in the middle of forum, and like any issues, you got a whole squad behind you.
Yeah. And it was 50 plus niggas, bro. Yeah,
yeah man. You got the whole squad and the practice squad with you. So
we got practice squad in
bro, uni as well. The uni roster was like 100 man, and because there's no limit on how many players you can have playing for the team, that was 100 man there. Like just in the form, even little scrub might be there with you. So it was a good vibe, innit? And then second year, I got a little bit more into it, wanted to go to more of the games, live the life, innit? And then I feel like third year, there was just so much going on, especially at home. So I was like, nah, I have to go harder because I'm going to training. And you know when your mind shuts off, that might be early signs of CTE, but my mind was shut off and I'm playing. And I'm like, this actually feels good. So I was like, it's kind of like an addiction thing, but at the same time, it's like some self-help sort of situation.
Quick question. Like, would you get in the hose like in the movies?
Listen.
Nobody cares about
breakup. I was locked up. I was locked down. That final year.
You think AG?
University, like. We had broken up for an extended period of time. Yeah. And I was there, but I wasn't really in the fields like that. There was too much going on in my life.
One of them jockeys, like, I don't even care about these women.
Yeah.
Straight bull.
Yeah, it was quite literally straight bull. I was showing up to every gym session, all sorts. And I did well for myself that year. I remember messaging my coach. I was like, coach, I really want to go as far as I can with this. And he kind of put his limits on me. He's like, yeah, you can go Europe, but abroad is a little bit much and all sorts.
You know when
what position? Opposition are you?
I'm outside linebacker.
Outside linebacker.
I used to be a defensive end before.
You be getting them sacks.
Oh yeah. I know.
Second quarterback.
I'm a genius, man.
This nigga highlight roads is legit. I see it. And I'm like, damn. He got CTE.
You know that nigga when he got CTE. If you got CTE, you ain't playing properly.
I'll be real with you. I have maybe one or two concussions.
Yeah, nah.
That you know of.
Nigga, waking up. How
was it? Like going forward after that?
After that was like, I kind of, obviously you finished university. I did some coaching. I got injured at work. I was doing delivery for like Tesco's, the same Tesco's at Enfield. You know the ones that half the guys work.
Yeah, everyone works there.
Yeah, man. I got injured and I was kind of.
You got injured doing deliveries.
Yeah, man.
What are you delivering?
Bro, let me tell you something. Dick. Sometimes them people there, they take the mic. You know that it's always the high rise properties. Basically, they put a limit on how many waters you can bring in. You can order. These men would order different brands, so they would order six big Evian, six Volvic, six a team brand brand, six Highlands, all of them. So you have to bring all of them upstairs, and I think just one time it was overloaded tray and it just slipped the disc, and it was just like it was long.
Yeah.
So I would do my coaching thing.
So were you telling us Tesco's modern day slavery?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, no. Let me not even talk. But they were good with it and all sorts. But I can't come on. I was coached the finals. I'm like, you know, you get that taste and all sorts. I was like, all right, cool.
You want to get back to playing, yeah.
Yeah. Then obviously big breakup. My uncle who got me into American football was following me, and that was part of the reason why that third year was so tough. Mm-hmm. He passed away, and all sorts. And like, that was one of our jokes. We used to banter about it. Like, oh yeah, I'll be able to see on the TV. And ironically, I think a couple weeks before he passed, like I just got on the phone to him. I was like, I got my first semi-pro contract. I was to go over to Europe. Mm-hmm. But then after that, I was like, I couldn't go abroad knowing what was going on back home. And like my dad was meant to do like a major surgery, so I kind of palmed it off and just played my best thing. But I said to myself, I'm gonna do something.
Yeah, but because like it's always family first. I always say like, I mean, there's a time where you gotta like put your head on. Mm. By the time like that, it's like when you know your mind's not gonna be right, it's gonna be like there's no point because you're not gonna give it your all.
Yeah, like the money was there, but like it wasn't making sense. There'd be a little bit of relying from both sides. Mm. I was like, let me just pull back a bit. Like maybe it's not my time anymore.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you. You see, did you ever find out, stuff that you didn't know, like behind the scenes, and it kind of shocked you? Like you see, like politics and like you got politics and football.
Mm.
You ever find like politics in like just in that sense of football, American football?
Yeah. There's politics all the way around. Like,
there's people. There's politics. Isn't
it? Yeah. As soon as there's people, there's politics. As soon as there's people, there's favorites and stuff like that. Like, you get into a lot of it and you kind of find out some of the stuff. And like also from the other side looking in, like I kind of, I've had to appreciate times where I've been short-sighted. So like I used to play for London Bits back in the day.
Mm.
I left because I wasn't getting enough playing time. My playing time went down from my first year to second year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing people come, they're playing before me. And I'm like, my whole squad played before me and I didn't get on.
Yeah.
I was like, I just came off the back of a defensive MVP season
at
my university. Mm. So Like, it's not like I wasn't doing my dirt. Like, I was getting recognized. Mm. I went to a GB camp back then and all sorts. I'm like, nah, let me go to another team. So only like literally the year I went back, I realized, I checked online. I was like, I was registered as an outside linebacker. Back then, I was just a defensive end. So it was clear that my coach was vetting me to go into a position that's actually better suited to me.
Yeah.
And it's maybe just my short-sightedness and like my youth exuberance that actually ended up possibly, it could have possibly hurt my career, it could have possibly kept it the same, but it's something that I can appreciate now. And I've got a really good relationship with my coach now. Like, he's a G. And
are you back there then?
Yeah?
Are you back there?
Yeah, I'm back there now because I stayed in UK to, like, because I was still working, doing my teaching thing, so it worked out that way. But yeah, I just kind of pushed through it. Like, again, like, as you can imagine, a lot of things going on, you turn to, like, bad sources, smoking herbs and all sorts, drinking. And I feel like where I kind of came to a point where I was like, you know what, this is wrong, is when I started. I remember I was taking a Cocodamol pill, and I was like, I'm not even like in that much pain. Why am I taking it?
Yeah.
I was like,
but those pills be hitting, I can't lie, man.
Yeah, like, it takes the edge off. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, I was like, I'm definitely going past self-medicating it.
Mm,
like, this is bad. So I was kind of put it to the side, palmed off all of it, and just started training hard. And then I saw my body change, opportunities coming up. I went out for a tryout in Germany, COVID hit. So then I had to reshuffle, just find a way to train, just do something.
Mm-hmm.
People saw the effort and all sorts. Then I started getting interest towards the end of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Started getting hit by coaches. They're talking about this new thing called the ELF. It wasn't confirmed and all sorts, but it's the idea is to bringing back NFL Europe.
Yeah.
Pattern that. And I'm like, wow, I've got my first like professional contract. These are people with a good media team, get flued out, living in Germany for like 2 months and all sorts. That ended badly, but that was mainly due to like mismanagement. I'll leave that as it is because they don't like you talking about it and all sorts. And to be fair, like at the end of the day, it was a good experience. I'm still indebted to that.
How long were you there? League.
I was there for 2 months in the end.
Where in Germany?
Stuttgart.
Stuttgart.
Yeah. It's a nice city, man. Yeah. Beautiful place. But lovely people as well.
Tell us about Canada.
Okay, so that's a little fast forward. Yeah. So last year,
I want to go for the figure.
Oh, you know,
No.
I've got 7 minutes.
Yeah. Right, let me speed this up. So yeah, I just had a great experience. Then I get hit up while I'm out there. It's like the week after I got cut. I'm like, they're like, it's the NFL IPP. They're like, we want to bring you in for the international combine.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh,
damn.
I was watching a video just last week, like a couple months ago, was thinking, oh, that's dope, but I'm never going to be in that conversation.
Yeah.
So I go to that and it's just a massive experience. And from that, I'm like, yeah, it's about time. I was like, I said this to myself, I didn't believe in myself enough, but God works in mysterious ways, innit?
Like, did you get there and you felt like, you know what, I could do this with these lot?
Yeah, I could do this. You know the ones that I was like, there's something not right, I need to work on things, but I can do this.
Yeah.
So I moved it. I kept moving, hit my SNC coach. I was like, yeah, let's start working on this. Then the CFL combine, so they do a regional one, then they do a global one, where they fly you out and all sorts. So I did the regional one. I was like, I know I definitely improved off the last one, but the CFL is slightly different. So they have you put in pads and all sorts, whereas NFL is just simple.
Yeah, straight, combine. Yeah,
yeah. The CFL, they have you do one-on-ones.
Underpad Olympics, they call it in NFL, yeah.
So I was like, cool. Then we have the call like the Wednesday afterwards. And I'm just hearing, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm seeing who they're going to call. But I was like, the second name pulled, I'm like,
so they thought highly of you, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of looked in the mirror and like, I'm still on the call, the mute, and I'm just looking at myself like, what, me?
Mm. I'm the man.
I was like, what? So I go downstairs, tell my parents, also there's a guest, they're flying me out to Canada at the end of March. So I fly out to Canada, that was just a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the time you arrived there, they got your name on the thing, jumping one of them big Escalades, GMC cars. Them cars are huge.
I'd be acting a fool in there, man.
I was acting more than a fool.
Hey, nigga, I'm not.
Where Canada was it?
Toronto
even as well. Oh, hey,
bro, I am not.
To a Raptors game.
Where the baddies at?
They respect you out there. Nigga. They're like, we would have put you on a jumbotron if you said you were okay with it. I'm thinking, what?
You should have let me know.
It was the Raptors game against Cleveland.
Yeah.
Nigga. And I was like, I'm there in the dorm. I'm looking. I'm like, this is like.
Just talking about Raptors game. Get me to the strip club.
Where the hoes at?
Where the hoes?
Unfortunately, the whole way through the process, like I was very ill, extremely. Like, I don't know what I had. I suspected I had COVID again because, like, my body was just
shutting down.
But come to the bench press, I did better than I last did. So I'm like, I'm happy with that. The vert, I let it fall off. I had a 34 in the UK, had a 30 over there. I'm like, this is not what I mean. It's the lowest I've ever jumped. But then it comes to the next day and we're doing, like, the actual, the other, like, combine drills. Like, bro, I blew all the individual ones out of the water. I was the highest defensive end in the global group throughout my whole group.
That's wavy, bro.
I jumped to 9.5.
That's standard reach, yeah.
Standard broad jump. So 9'9.5. And then, like, I was the best with the elbow and jaw. I was the best with the shuttle. No, I was the second best with the shuttle. And then, like, the only thing that messed up was my 40. My 10-yard split was good, but I've never really ran for it. I never really ran track like that. Mm-hmm. We've done practice, but never to that level. So
in a game, outside linebacker's not going to run for 40 yards.
Exactly.
Anyway, unless something's gone wrong, innit?
Exactly. Yeah. So then it came to individual drills, and I just couldn't get my lungs on it. I was mash up. So it didn't turn out the way I wanted to. But again, like for me, I was like, all right, cool. We're reshuffling. I'll pivot however many times I need to. So I just kept reshuffling. Started working hard. I knew it was on me to do that. So I went back. I'll be honest. That first game back in the UK, I was angry.
Yeah.
Like, you see it. Like, I think the first play I got on the field, they're trying to do like a stretch play to the outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shut that down.
I shut that down so hard. Yeah. Like, what do you call it? The tackle tried to kick me out.
Yeah.
Bro, I pushed the tackle about 10 yards back in the backfield and made a tackle. Yeah, so I was like, yeah, this is about time we think. So this was like a redemption thing for me. Mm. Then I hear up an SNC coach, not SNC, a sprint coach, and I was like, yeah, let's go back at it. Let's work hard.
Mm.
So we've been sprinting. I've been sprinting like every day. I mean, not every day, every week since July, June time.
Mm.
And you can see the changes, like changing the technique. I'm getting faster. Mm. Like it's translating to football. In the process of that, between that NFL and all sorts, I got scouted for GB team, and I was lucky enough to make it on there. So I'm still on the GB team. I'm their guest, and I'm making all the aspirations I set for myself come true. And I didn't know whether I'd get the NFL IPP again this year. Like, it's one of those things where it's like a hit and miss. Have you been training consistently? Have you been keeping in contact?
Mm-hmm.
I got featured on like a little YouTube thing. But that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to get.
Yeah,
get
it's just social media stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but then I got help. When is it? A couple of weeks ago, and they're like, "Yeah, we want you to come back to a combine." And I know this time, you know, when you're at peace with yourself.
Yeah, you know.
And it's not like it's not ego. It's not you think you're better than you are.
You know you're capable of, innit?
I know I'm capable of, and I believe in all the work I've put in so far.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even yesterday, I'm like, we're doing like cluster sets where you do 2 30-second break 2.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to do a maximum reps of like 30, and I could still gone.
Mm.
And that's at 100 kilos. So I'm like, I couldn't do
feel
this.
Feel good, yeah.
So I feel good. I feel confident about myself. So we just got to see what happens, man.
So when's the next?
I think, I don't know if they fully announced it, but by the time they edit this thing, it'll be that end of this month.
Hey.
End of this month in Tottenham Stadium. Last year we did it in Tottenham. Same thing, we're doing the same process, 4 days. You stay there, they watch your interview all the time, basically. They're watching you, and yeah, man.
That'll be for the CFL, right?
That'll be for the NFL.
But for so that'll be for next year, then.
Yeah, so the idea is that if you get to pass this stage, they fly out to either Florida. I think last year was Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But I fly out to Florida, you're there for three months.
Mm-hmm.
Training, full immersion,
yeah.
Film, understanding the game, and all sorts.
You better kill it.
Then you do it. If I get over there, I have to.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the scenario. Your food's taken care of you, everything. But transport, equipment, everything is there.
It's under the NFL.
All under the NFL.
Okay, yeah.
And then you have a pro day, which is similar to the NFL combine. And then you have a global, what they call a global draft, where teams are able to pick from you. And I mean, like this time next year, I could be in the league.
Yeah, so hopefully we see you in the league.
You know, that
this time next year will be after the Baltimore Ravens gave Lamar Jackson $250 million guaranteed after we win the Super Bowl.
The money is crazy this year, man.
Yeah.
The amount of people that, what, the 200,
DeJuan Watson, he got that disgusting person. He got $230 million fully guaranteed. Shit.
You see, the thing is,
we got to wrap it up.
The Browns gave it to him early, fam.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, let's wrap it up Yeah, my man's hot on this.
White man onto us.
The old boys.
Yeah. But now, man, good luck. No, honestly, good luck in your thing, man. Hey,
I appreciate it, man.
Hey, you got to fly me out and be a coach.
You're my life coach. Yeah. You need to get up. You need to work hard.
Hey, I got
you a bum, nigga.
I got a few bitches.
Hey,
that's my point. You shouldn't have him out there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the worst thing. You know, that's what NFL coaches, they say. They say that there's three things that you should avoid. Yeah, being out at a certain time, being more than five miles per hour,
and me,
and woman that you know too well,
or don't know enough. Yeah. What's his name? You said that what coach?
Warren Sapp said it to someone. A coach said it to Warren Sapp.
Yeah, what's his name again? The black one. It was Warren Sharp's first coach before he got fired, and John Gruden.
I can't remember. Can't remember his name. Yeah. Oh, is it Tony?
Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy. Yeah.
Let's wrap this up because I ain't trying to get paid.
This is gonna have you at 6 a.m. in a strip club when you've got training at 7:30.
You got training 7:30. Living at that, was it LT line?
Yeah. Yeah. quick side order though. I understand why niggas marry the strippers in America. Have you seen them?
Yep.
Beautiful woman.
Me. If
I will take over you, baby.
I'm trying to protect my chicken as best as possible. You see me? I might even get my balls snipped, man. I ain't trying to have.
I'm done. Yeah. On that, and we're signing out.
LG Pod, don't forget hashtag. You know,
like, subscribe, follow us, do it all, comment everything.
Yeah, please comment.
And Jay, what's the socials? What's the socials?
The socials that is allowed to be out there is Jacko 40. So Jacko. JACKO40, just spell out the 40.xl and you catch me there, man.
All right, love for listening, guys.
Over and out.
A bit. I said Excel. Pause, nigga. Yeah. Damn.
Extra large, baby.
Pause.
Damn. All right. I didn't find this shit fun now. Come back, man.